It is the 25th of April, and coming up in, I guess, just over a week's time, we are going to have African Heritage Night happening at the Bishop Legat Hall, and I'm very happy to have the Executive Director of the Truly Alive Foundation, Anthony Olusola, with me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, can you share with us a bit the inspiration behind African Heritage Night and what guests can expect when they come on by?
Thank you so much. The inspiration behind African Heritage Night is, first off, to showcase African heritage cultures and cuisine. A lot of people have great affinity to learning about others, and that's one thing that Canada is being noted for its cultural mosaic values. But we also recognize that beyond that is the need to know more as opposed to all that I read about others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So by coming to this event, folks will get first-hand experience of African heritage, African cultures, and, in fact, taste of Africa by way of food that we're going to be, you know, enjoying at that event. But the inspiration goes beyond the food, the entertainment, the cultural education. Mm-hmm. Many thanks to Saskatoon Utana Rotary Club. They are the one pulling this off alongside us. With the goal to supporting our work as an organization that supports Blacks and other ethnic minority groups in the city and, in fact, across Saskatchewan, we are beginning to see quite an uptick in the number of seniors and other vulnerable individuals accessing our services. Mm-hmm. From senior support programs to clinical counseling, where folks need mobility to come to the office for the counseling session. Mm-hmm. Youth who are from little to no income households and having the challenge to come and be with other youth at events. So there's a need for us to address these issues by ensuring folks get access to programs and services. After all, no one should be left alone.
No one should ever be left alone.
Right. So with that in mind, Rotary Clubs says to us, how can we support the work you do? Because we see firsthand the impact of your work in the community. And that has given birth to this fundraiser with the goal and hope that proceeds from the fundraiser will go toward purchasing a van to support our work.
Oh, excellent. And because that's what I was going to actually follow up with on that, because obviously this is a celebration, this event, but it is also a fundraiser.
That's correct.
Could you give us a little bit more insight into some work that Truly Alive Foundation does?
So we, as I mentioned in passing, offer clinical counseling services. Mm-hmm. These are trauma-informed approach to continuum of care, supporting folks, because we see a lot of people from racialized refugee, protected persons, and immigrant communities, and many more who have unique needs and requiring unique intervention. You see what I mean? We do work that supports seniors, particularly those of the ethnic minority with little to no social capital or social network here. Mm-hmm. A good example is we have now a number of seniors visiting their grandkids, and some of them are just ending up to be home alone. Their kids go to work, grandkids go to school, grandma, grandpa is home alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I like to say, there's only so much YouTube a person can watch. You get to the point where it gets boring and it has a way of affecting them mentally.
Dopamine and stuff like that.
Right. And then if you don't exercise, it takes a toll on your health too.
Absolutely.
So we do senior cooking class.
Oh,
which
right
is
on.
Ethnic engagement for seniors to come and showcase their ethnocultural ingredients and all of that, and they all come together, and you can imagine what that does to their mental wellness and healthy aging, right?
Absolutely.
And we do senior yoga class, where seniors come and do some yoga activities, youth mentorship, a women empowerment program, whole of family support. I can go on and on. And indeed, we do a lot of work around access to justice for Black communities. That's a whole lot of conversation in and of itself. But specific to this cause, we've had a number of seniors, some of them be living in Saskatoon for over 50 years. So they've contributed here from their prime days now to their latter years. Mm-hmm. They have become empty nesters, right? And then they need to get out. But there's only so much. If you come from an ethnic background, if you are culturally connected to your root, oftentimes you still stay within that circle.
That's true.
But coming out to be civically engaged, to participate more in the life of the community, now I can't drive, or I don't have anyone to drive me to such an event.
Mm-hmm.
And so how am I going to get there? You have great things going on. It's going to be good for my health to come for senior yoga. It's going to be great for me to come and meet other seniors, and we can go back in years and, you know, reminiscing on those good old days and telling stories and doing craft. But I can't get there.
And that's where we come in.
That's where we're coming now.
I mean, from what you're describing, this sounds like an essential part of our community. This
absolutely
should be an essential part of our
absolutely
community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because our goal is to ensure that no one is left behind.
Right.
A community that is vibrant is one where everyone feels supported.
I love that. That's such a... Yeah, you're kind of making my day here a little bit today. So tell me a little bit more about the event itself, because you touched on food, and we kind of talked about the family or Truly Alive Foundation. So let's talk more about the food the night of the event, because, I mean, like, you've certainly hit my notes. I'm a big cook. I have a cook-off this afternoon on this radio station.
There you
so
go.
A big chef guy over here. So let's talk about the food at the event.
Wonderful. So we're going to be having food from the West Africa to East Africa to Central Africa. Some of them will be puff. Whoever is listening who is familiar with that will know what that means. Okay. It's going to be jollof rice and some chicken peri-peri. You may be familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some assorted drink. We hope to bring together small chops. Some of them are called chin-chin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the taste is in, you've got to come. You know, it's hard
yeah,
to describe it.
You have to experience it.
You have to experience
yeah
it, you know. Like, so it's, and this is the theme for all people of African descent that are spread across Canada.
Right.
There's a saying, you can take a person out of Africa, you can't take the Africa out of a person. Because the food that we eat contributes to a lot of our state of mind and healthy state of being, and we're always happy to showcase and share. You know, they say that grandma's recipe don't share, but our grandmas are happy now for us to share. So that's okay. So we think it's going to be great when people come. But like I said to you, there's going to be entertainment mm-hmm by way of cultural performances. We've got a lineup of renowned performers across the within the Black and African communities, if you will.
Fantastic.
We've got music like soul, high life from across African continent
yeah
that, you know, serenades your evening. Of course, it's going to be 50-50 and silent auction. We're grateful to local businesses here in Saskatoon that have donated some items towards this cause. Mm-hmm. Now, they've done their part donating, mm-hmm, you know, silent auction items. Now, folks got to come and, you know, buy those items, right?
Do their part.
Do their part.
But, I mean, doing their part sounds like taking part in a fantastic night
That's
filled
right
with, like, you know, spectacular entertainment, a delicious food.
That's right.
It sounds like you put together a phenomenal evening here. How do people get tickets?
Thank you. Tickets can be purchased on the Rotary Club's website.
Okay.
They are available for purchase on our website, trulyalifefoundation.org. We have Eventbrite page. Folks just have to Google, if you go on Eventbrite, African Heritage Night Saskatoon,
okay,
and you can purchase ticket there. You may also come to our office over at 3320 Jessup Avenue, just by Central Avenue. You don't have to worry about plugging your car because there's no parking meter. So yeah, please come
that's
by.
That's a big thing.
That's right. So come by and see where we're at. And, you know, I've been trying to ensure to add this in, just, you know, giving a shout out to car dealerships all around our city or even outside Saskatoon, as the case may be. If you feel touched by giving back by way of social responsibility, mm-hmm, we would appreciate if one or some of you might say, you know what, you need a van, you're doing a fundraiser, here is a van.
Just like
and
that.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. And we know it's possible. Saskatoon people care. And we know someone might care to the extent of just taking charge and saying, here is a van you're looking for. Because I remember my own small beginnings.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm a senior. I'm going to be a senior someday. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to be supported. So let me start so that someday, who knows who's going to pay forward for me. So if you're listening and you're a car dealership or a philanthropic organization or individual out there, and this is within your ability, please consider us as your charity of choice and donate towards this cause.
Well, I know that we have a lot of car dealerships who are advertising with us too, so hopefully this will work out. Anthony, thank you so much for coming in this morning and telling us about this event, May the 3rd, African Heritage Night at the Bishop Legat Hall. Grab your tickets now. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.